On with more news stories. Amazing tradesmen adapt the home of a man with a terminal condition after the council refuses a grant. An independent cafe is launching its own brand coffee, alcohol in Gerald's, and a landlady fears for her pub's future as car park cameras are installed.
Local tradesmen have dipped into their own pockets after a man with a terminal condition was denied a council grant to adapt his house. Johnny Butcher and his wife Anna were refused £30,000 from Broadland District Council to modify their Drayton home to make life easier for Mr. Butcher, who has motor neurone disease. However, local businesses have stepped in, spending £7,000 and working non-stop for 2 weeks to do what the couple say the council should have done. The couple say that they are humbled by the support they have received. Anna Butcher said, "Lots of private companies have reached out to help and decided to do this bathroom for us. The main person was Phil Barber, Johnny's cousin. He owns a company called Your Property Improvements. He managed to gather three different companies to help. Resin Rock supplied tiles and LEMBPH supplied panels, a toilet and showers. We want to highlight the goodness of local Norwich companies that are doing the work the council should have done. After 2 weeks of non-stop work every day, they were able to finish it for us. MND is an incurable condition that destroys the nerves in the brain and spine, causing muscles to gradually weaken. The condition is often life-shortening and affects movement, mobility, and speech. It is not clear what causes the disease. In the UK, more than 5,000 adults have MND and 6 people are diagnosed with the condition a day.
A prison officer in Norwich is celebrating 30 years of service dedicated to changing lives. Scott Quigley, 53, joined the prison service in 1995 and has since spent 3 decades supporting colleagues and inmates. He now works as a colleague mentor, HMP Norwich, guiding new recruits through their first year on the job. Mr. Quigley said, "I want every new member of staff to be the best they can be. I never had that level of support when I joined the prison service." Each day, he checks in with new officers, provides one-to-one support and collaborates with the prison's wellbeing team to ensure colleagues have access to any extra help they may need.
The owner of an independent cafe is set to stock its own brand coffee and alcohol in a destination store. Oliver Lee Stevens has announced Ops Coffee Shop in Bank Plain will start stocking its products inside the food hall at Gerald's this month. Mr. Lee Stevens has dreamed of partnering with the department store for years and is planning to celebrate the launch in September with free samples for customers. He said, "Gerald's has always been a goal for me, even before I opened our cafe." The managing director for Gerald spoke to us at the Norfolk show. He loved the story behind Ops and was sold within a few minutes. "We will have 3 blends of coffee and 2 sizes of the coffee liqueur on sale. There aren't any other coffee brands I know of that make their own liqueur. It is made using our single origin HLS Brazilian coffee with notes of dark chocolate and sugar and brown sugar. It would be great to have our own espresso martini at the bar eventually."
The landlady of a pub which regularly hosts live music fears the impact newly installed cameras over a nearby car park will have on her business. Trina Richards, who took over the Walnut Tree Shades off Castle Street less than a year ago says the cameras, which now monitor the car park in Old Post Office Court, could send the business downhill. According to Mrs. Richards, the cameras were installed around 2 or 3 weeks ago and are used by staff who work at a building on Castle Street during the day. Previously, during the evenings, band members who arrive when the car park is empty use the area to unload their music equipment and leave their cars there. Now, those who park at the site, which is owned and leased out by property management firm Omni Estates Limited, without a permit for that area, risk being hit by a £100 fine. Mrs. Richards says she has tried to contact the company managing the car park, Have a Nice Car Park, to see if alternative arrangements can be made, but has had little success. Mrs. Richards says one band who performed soon after the cameras were installed has already been issued with a ticket. She said bands have always pulled up and parked here during the night when there's no one else there. Mrs. Richards fears the new cameras will put bands off from performing at the pub since they may not be able to get close enough to unload their equipment.